Some of us as children loved to play with dolls. Some of us, like myself, were absolutely horrified of dolls, and for good reason. Some of you maybe were like, why? And if you're like, why, you've obviously never seen any horror movie ever.
Sorry, I'm tired.
Thrillers don't count. Anyway, here is the top three most creepy dolls, in my opinion. First up, we have Annabelle. Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll now imprisoned in a glass case in the collection of famous paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren. Annabelle was so famous that she was the inspiration for the Annabelle movie in Annabelle Returns Home or Annabelle Comes Home, which was the sequel. I don't remember the name. I'm sorry. The doll also appears in all the Conjuring movies. In the movie, Annabelle is played by a creepy-looking cracked porcelain doll when in reality, like I said, it's a Raggedy Ann doll, which has the same sweet face as any other Raggedy Ann doll. Her story, however, is not sweet at all. According to the Warrens, Annabelle was given to a young nursing student named Donna by her mother in 1970. The doll would move around the apartment when Donna and her roommate and Angie weren't home. The young women decided she's not hurting us, she's not doing anything that would harm us, we'll let her stay here. Yeah, they thought it was creepy when she moved around on her own, but they weren't concerned until the doll started leaving notes asking for help. Then she brought it up to a whole new level when she decided to attack Angie's boyfriend. When the young women found blood on the doll's dress, they called in a psychic. The psychic revealed that the doll was possessed by the spirit of a girl named Annabelle. But instead of a sweet little girl, like all of us hope a doll that is possessed would hope, it was not good. It was malevolent spirit.
Jesus Christ, I'm tired.
I'm so sorry. This is very unprofessional. The girls then called Ed and Lorraine Warren, who took the doll off their hands and performed a little ritual, I guess, on the doll before putting it in a glass case, with a warning that says positively do not open. But here's something that people may not know. Ed and Lorraine Warren passed away. Sadly, Ed passed away a few years ago, and Lorraine either passed in 2020 or 2019. I can't remember. But thankfully, they weren't like, hey, you guys can deal with these creepy things. We dealt with it for years. You can deal with it now. And just put them in the wild. No, they were given to their daughter. And she was given the responsibility to make sure that all these items stayed in their little demon-proofed room. But one day when she went down there, Annabelle was missing from her case, and no one has seen her since. Annabelle is missing. Have you seen her? Coming up at number two, we have Robert the Doll. Robert the Doll was given to a kid named Robert Eugene Otto as a birthday present when he was a child in 1904. The doll wears a sailor suit with a sailor hat and has a little dog looking thing that sits on its lap. Sometimes. I don't know if it's sewn to him. I don't really care. It's, they both look creepy as hell. Alright, both of them can be burned. But, turns out the doll is not a gift. It was a curse. You see, the maid was actually a voodoo witch who placed a curse on the doll because of the way that the family mistreated her and for some wrongdoings. So she gave it to the child as revenge, which one, why would you give it to the child? The child did nothing. That's just a bad move, and oh well, I don't really like children. So I'm fine with it, but it's still messed up. Once he got the doll, he started having really bad luck, including financial collapse, broken bones, and car accidents. Robert remained in the Otto family in Key West, Florida throughout Robert's life, and even after his death. The house passed to new owners who kept the living doll for 20 years. Robert now resides in a museum in Key West where brave tourists can visit him. If you decide to visit Robert, make sure you ask for permission before you take a picture, otherwise you will have bad luck, and you will have to apologize to him in order to have no more bad luck. Also, make sure not to talk shit about the doll when near it, otherwise he will curse you, and you will have to apologize. And sometimes, if you say too much of a bad thing, he will not forgive you and you will die. Probably. Next up, we have the Talking Elmo doll. We all know Elmo from Sesame Street. You know, big red furry thing with orange nose and weird looking eyes. We all know him. He's the one that kidnapped Mr. Noodle and kept him in a secret room or something. I haven't watched the show in so long. I'm 15 years old. Alright? I don't know about Sesame Street anymore. Give me a break. But because the franchise was so popular and did so well, they started making Elmo toys. One of the most successful ones was the Talking Elmo doll. At the time when it was first sold in 1996, it was a big must-have for all the kids. Only the cool kids had it, and if you didn't have one, you were getting swirlies in the toilet. Not really, but people thought you were lame. Probably. Early Elmos giggled when they were tickled. They acquired larger vocabularies as the years passed and technology advanced. But that doesn't explain how the Elmo Knows Your Name doll, which is already creepy. I mean, why would you buy a doll that knows your name? I mean, you program the doll to say your name. You don't just put it in your cart on Amazon, have it shipped to you, and they open it up and it's like, "Hello, James, how are you? You're my best friend." No. I should have done an Elmo impression for that. But oh well. That's not how it works, is all I'm trying to say. You program the doll to say your name, and it comes with a few other phrases, and that's it. The Bowman family in 2008 did not have a normal experience with this doll. They bought it for their 2-year-old son, James. I totally forgot that the kid's name was James. I just had to look it up. And I love the fact that I used that for the example. When they bought it for their son, the Elmo Knows Your Name doll is like I said, programmed to speak its owner's name along with a few of the phrases, and then you can go on your merry way and not have to pay attention to your child anymore because they are now distracted by a doll that says, I love you, hello, have a good day, and I love you. I think I already said that. But when the Bowmans changed the batteries, he started saying something that he's not programmed to say at all, which was, kill James. Now, I'm not a parent, but I don't think that's something that I would want my son's first words to be. Coming in at number 4, we have Mandy the Haunted Doll. Mandy is a porcelain baby doll manufactured in Europe in 1910. Mandy is a spoiled little brat who does not play well with others. She was given to the Quesnel Museum in Canada. I don't know how to pronounce that. Leave me alone. Where she now lives, staff say they must keep her in a separate display case because she's a bully. When she is displayed with other dolls, she knocks them over and rips their clothes. Not all of them have dresses, which is what I was about to say. Staff also report that she's a fat ass who steals their lunch. Not really, but they have reported that their lunches will disappear and that visitors' cameras often fail when taking pictures of the doll because she's camera shy. The woman who donated her reportedly told the museum that she was getting rid of the doll because it would cry at night. And what do you know? The night watchmen or security guards would at night hear it crying. They would look around for a child that their parents abandoned, but there was no one there. All that was there was Mandy, the creepy looking doll. Next up, we have the Haunted Gang. Most haunted dolls are dumped by their owner when they start behaving badly. But these owners, or the owners of these dolls, that's how you English correctly, were reportedly interested in paranormal phenomena and bought this collection because they were said to be possessed. I'd hope so. Why else would they be on this list? The dolls in question names were Crystal, Monica, Sharla, True, Isaac, Lily, Cameron, and Ashley. What kind of name is Sharla? No offense to anyone whose name is Sharla, but I've just never heard that before. Ignore me. Never mind. The owners have a camera that constantly records the dolls in every room in the house. In 2009, one camera actually recorded something strange, which was a ghostly boy appearing at the bottom of the staircase, and to that I say, burn it. Burn them all. We don't need that bad mojo. It's bad vibes. It's no good. Next up at number 6, we have Ruby the Haunted Doll. What? People need to come up with more original names. Because I'm not giving them these names. That is what they are called. All of them pretty much have the Haunted Doll at the end. Very original, guys. Very original. Ruby, like a few other dolls on this list, probably had ADHD because she could not sit still to save her life, and that is why she is a doll. The kid probably was so ADHD that they had so much energy and ran in the street and died. Because people drive way too fast in neighborhoods with children. They don't drive fast in neighborhoods without children. It's always the ones with children. It's like they're playing a game of who can hit the most kids. It's like GTA, but with kids. The owners often find the doll in different rooms of the house. What's more is that whenever you pick up Ruby, she is like the sad emotion in Inside Out. She will give you feelings of sadness and nausea. Like I'm not nauseous already. According to the former owners, Ruby was passed down from generation to generation. The doll's spooky origins trace back many, many moons ago to a young family relative who was said to pass away while clutching the figurine. After jumping between family members to family members because they didn't feel like living with frickin' Satan, she has finally found her forever home.
Here's your reminder. Aiden needs her afternoon meds.
Wow.
Here's your reminder. Aiden needs her afternoon meds.
She has finally found her forever home at the Traveling Museum of the Paranormal and the Occult, where visitors often feel an overwhelming feeling of sorrow from the doll. Yeah, that's a no for me. That's a no for me. And I don't feel like being hit with all the depression for my whole 15 years of life. Just slap me an ow. I actually slapped myself. I don't know why. That was not smart, Allie. I don't feel like being depressed just because of a stupid doll. Anyway, next we have Charlie, the haunted doll. Charlie was discovered in the attic of an old Victorian home in upstate New York in 1968. Ooh, spooky. Charlie was locked away inside a trunk with newspapers dating back to the 1930s and a yellow piece of paper that was had the Lord's Prayer written on it. Well, that obviously did not work now, did it? Otherwise, it would not be on this list. Family placed the figurine on display with their other dolls and toys. Soon, however, Charlie decided to move on its own and felt like it wanted to be an interior designer because it swapped places with the other toys. At least it didn't just knock them off onto the floor and breaking them. At least it's respectful enough to keep the other ones intact. Not long thereafter, the family's youngest daughter claimed that Charlie spoke to her in the middle of the night. The parents, like every parent in a horror movie ever, simply chalked it up to their daughter's overactive imagination. But the little girl and her siblings were terrified of Charlie. They refused to go near it. When mysterious scratches appeared on the little girl's body, the family decided to lock Charlie back up in the attic trunk. Charlie now resides at Local Artisan, a Beverly, Massachusetts oddity shop that is just minutes away from Salem. Swing by and say hello! That's a Mrs. Doubtfire reference. And if you got that, I love you. And please stay tuned. I'm planning on doing a funny one soon, so make sure to stay tuned anyway. The Island of the Dolls. The Island of the Dolls is located in the... Oh, dear God. Shockmilko. I don't know how to say this. Xochimilco canal system. And just south of Mexico City. Mexico! The aisle is completely covered by broken and decaying dolls that hang from the trees. That is not at all... Why? The dolls were placed there by Julian Santana Barrera. Julian Santana Barrera, the former owner, the former owner of the island, who decided one day when they woke up, I'm gonna put a bunch of dolls over the island to creep people out. No, the real reason is it was an effort to appease the spirit of a girl who drowned nearby. The site is only accessible by boat. Given its eerie backstory and unsettling state, the Island of Dolls is, of course, a popular tourist destination. Yep, because that's what I want to do on spring break. I want to go to a place that is haunted by a little girl who is probably jealous that I am alive and she is with the fishes. Yeah, that's a fun way to spend your free time. Those who visit the island walk among the dolls that often claim the figurines whisper to them. Visitors are also encouraged to leave offerings or other dolls in the island to add to the collection. Imagine if this story gets lost, and then 100 years from now, people are just gonna be like, why the hell are there a bunch of dolls here? Did a freaking child's factory explode? Next up at number 9, we have Letta the Haunted Doll. Letta the Doll, also known as Letta Me Out, is truly one of the scariest looking haunted dolls out there, and I am seeing a picture of it right now, and I can guarantee that is a correct description. Look it up, it's Letta the Haunted Doll. It's creepy. Ooh. That nose is the size of the moon. Sorry. The child-sized figure... Oh my god, it's child-sized. I forgot. Figurine is said to be around 200 years old and is carved from wood and real human hair. The doll's owner, Carrie Walton's, claims to have found Letta in the 1970s while exploring a deserted home. I shouldn't be laughing at the name of this place, but it's called Wagga Wagga Australia. Australia's so poor. Australia, they got the worst animals on the planet, and then they got a place called Wagga Wagga. Or Wagga Wagga. Wagga Wagga, mate. Wanna play with the crocodile? That's not Australian at all. I'm so sorry. Dear God. Walton brought back the figurine to his home in Queensland. Soon thereafter, strange events began to occur. Household items shifted positions, scuff marks appeared on the floor. Walton's children complained of nightmares. One night, they woke up screaming that Letta was talking and moving around on its own. Burn it. Dogs turned aggressive whenever they were near the doll, and guests claimed to see the doll move. At some point, Walton tried to sell off Letta, only to find that he's... physically could not get him out of the car. Just keep it in the car and burn the car. Or hit it. Smash it with a hammer! Walton asserts Letta's origins trace back to Eastern Europe. He believes that the doll is a vessel haunted by the spirit of a boy who drowned many years ago. Letta currently tours Australia with Walton sitting on the laps of those who are brave enough to take a picture of the grinning figure. Why would you Why? I mean, might as well make a profit off of it. And coming in at number 10 is a doll that I can't remember the name of, who has been in a family that I also cannot remember the name of for generations. The doll is passed down from daughter to daughter, and each daughter has a daughter and a son, but the son dies after 3 days. The reason they do not get rid of the doll is because, one, they don't want to get rid of the souls of their children, basically. And also, they don't want to burden anyone else with this curse. That's sad. That's actually really sad. That means, like, the only son they will ever be able to have is, like, if one of them marries someone from, like, who had a child already that was already, like, grown a little bit. That or as soon as they get married and move in, the doll's gonna kill it. That's unfortunate. Anyway, that is it. Top 10 most creepy dolls. And I know I said at the beginning of this it was going to be top 10 or top 3 creepiest dolls. And then I was like, let's just do all 10 that I already had written down. Except for that I had forgotten to write the 10th one down. But anyway, that's it for today. Make sure to follow me on Spotify or wherever you're watching this or listening to it, and make sure to subscribe to my channel Adivide on YouTube. Bruce, say hi. Meow. 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 Well, he's quiet now, but he was talking a minute ago. Oh, you're calling into me. Please don't do that. Anyway, love you guys, and I'll see you later. Bye-bye.